Hey guys, welcome back to the Girl Boss Podcast. Today I'm here with a super special guest, Danica Hoyston.
Hi!
So, Danica, what do you do? Why are you famous?
Well, I wouldn't call it famous, but I am the executive director for a nonprofit organization. We are a girls mentoring organization, so I get to meet pretty cool girls and live life with them, and yeah. It's pretty exciting.
It's so fun. And so, like, every Tuesday night, well, you do it, like, every night, right? Like,
yeah. So
except for Fridays?
Yeah, so we have groups for all different ages, 2nd grade through 12th grade, but those groups meet on different nights, but our high school group meets on Tuesday nights, so.
Yeah, and I go to high school group.
Yeah, that's how I know Lily, and I get to see her kind of on a weekly basis, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, except when I'm doing my duties, you know, I haven't been here for 3 weeks or something, but I'm back and it's good.
It was sad when you weren't here, but we're glad you're back.
Yay. Okay. So I'm going to start off with the news, breaking news, article of the week, you know, the drill. So,
right.
Did you watch the Oscars?
I didn't. I actually didn't, but I saw bits and pieces.
Okay. So, did you see some of the outfits?
No, you're gonna have to tell me about it.
Oh my goodness. So do you know who Kacey Musgraves is?
All right. No, I don't.
No, you have no idea?
I really don't.
Okay, so Kacey Musgraves she's a country music artist, but her look at the Grammys was like, I mean at the Oscars, the Grammys one, at the Oscars was like full blown. I mean, she looked like a three-tiered cake. I mean, but she looked so good. I mean, like, why? I really thought she, like, you know,
that
she stepped out for that.
Cupcakes.
Yeah, like go to a cake bake or something. I don't know. But, I don't know. I thought she was best dressed. But, yeah, so we're just going to be talking about the Oscars for a second. So, since you didn't watch the Oscars.
I know.
I just saw, like, I saw... Goodness gracious, what's her name? I don't know what her name is. But her and her husband, like, changed into track suits, like, after.
Oh.
It was, like, super formal.
Yeah.
And then, they, like, changed into track suits. And I was like, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so she was, like, doing a whole bunch of stuff throughout the Oscars, and then she did, like, she came out, it was, like, towards the beginning, I guess, but she came out in, like, this garb that was, like, curtains and stuff, and then she had puppets.
I did see that part.
Yeah, and I was like, what in the world? And I was, like, Snapchatting my friends, and I was like, what is this mess? And we were all just making fun of her, but anyway, it was super funny, and, like, I think she was poking fun at, like, everybody else's, like, crazy, so
outrageous.
Yeah, outfits that were like insane. But anyway, so I thought,
would you ever wear it?
That? No. I mean, you can pay me. Okay, if you pay me like $5,000, I'd wear it. No. If you pay me $1 million, I'd wear it to the Oscars. Okay.
I'd wear it every day if you give me $1 million.
Every day.
I mean,
Target.
You gotta grind.
The post office. Yeah, gotta grind in your puppet outfit.
Puppet.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Okay. So, I think that if you paid me $1 million, I would wear it to the Oscars. But if you paid me, you'd have to pay me like 16, no, like 50 billion for me to wear it every day. 50 billion. Well, there would be no point in having $50 billion if you did that. Because I would want to wear, like,
what else could you do?
Gucci every day, like, Versace, I don't know what all the, like,
yes.
I'm not, like, you know, filthy rich or anything. I mean,
no.
I'm not, like, dirt poor, but, you know, anyway. I mean, yeah, no. I guess I'm sort of poor right now. I mean, I just bought a whole bunch of chips and queso, but that's okay.
Thank you for your contribution.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, the winner, like, the overall winner who won Best Picture was Green Book. So have you seen like Driving Miss Daisy? Miss Daisy or whatever?
Probably not.
My grandma thinks that, like, because she drives me places, you know?
Yeah.
And like drives me, because I don't have my license yet. She like drives me around. She's like, I feel like I'm driving Miss Daisy. And like, I never knew what it meant until I watched the Oscars. And so anyway, it's like similar to that, except it's like this white man drives a black guy and like protects him, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. This says Green Book won Best Picture and Spike Lee won his first competitive Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay, an analysis of Green Book and movies like it in Hollywood. But like, I heard like Spike Lee was like all upset. Like, he was like, well, finally, like, because there had been so many things that he had done and he just now got like an Oscar or like got awarded for all of his work or whatever. But then Rami Malek won Best Actor in Bohemian Rhapsody. And Olivia Colman won Best Actress for The Favorite, which I have no idea what that was. I knew Bohemian Rhapsody and I knew Green Book, but I didn't know The Favorite or Roma. I think that was like based in like a foreign country, I think, like in Europe somewhere. I don't know. But then two Black Panther crew members, Hannah Bleacher and Ruth E. Carter. Hannah Bleacher was for production design and Ruth E. Carter was for costumes. So they won, like, for that. Yeah, this says Green Book about a white chauffeur and his black client in segregation-era America won Best Picture and two other trophies at 91st Academy Awards, overcoming a series of award season setbacks and mixed critical notices. So, yeah, anyway, that was, like, super big. But, like, I think more than anything that happened in the Oscars or, like, any award show ever in the history of ever was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's performance. And like, there were so many tweets like, they have to be in love after that performance, like it's a dead giveaway.
I did see that actually. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see that portion, I saw everyone talking about it.
Yeah, and like the pictures are just like,
but they're not together.
No, they like, okay, both in other relationships, aren't they?
I don't know. I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but like the Lady Gaga we saw like a few years ago at the Super Bowl is not the Lady Gaga we're seeing now. I had no idea, like, I mean, until like a year ago, I had no idea what she actually looked
like. Right, like her face, like.
Yeah, because I feel like one day she looked like Nicki Minaj and the other day she looked like a random Japanese person or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I always think that like Super Bowl performances are so dumb anyway. Like this year it was like Sicko Mode and Mo Bamba, also a mix of Adam Levine and SpongeBob.
I was like, gotta get the SpongeBob in there.
What's the deal with that? But I always think they're the stupidest thing. And then some people are like, oh yeah, they're great. But like, I feel like this year was the worst of worst. If you put SpongeBob in the Super Bowl performance,
something's wrong.
Yeah. It was like Squidward playing his flute. And I was like, no.
What's going
on? No.
And why?
Yeah, it was awful. And then the other breaking news. Are you like a Kardashian gal or anti-Kardashian?
I really enjoy living under my rock. So
yeah, totally.
I haven't heard this news, but I'm excited.
About
to hear.
Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson?
Oh, I don't even know these things.
Okay. So you know Chloe, right?
Yes.
She just had a baby True. True, yes. Thompson.
How old is she?
Like probably 6 months now, I guess. And so True, Chloe and Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson plays for the Cavaliers in Cleveland, I think. He plays professional basketball. That could be real wrong, but we'll just pretend like I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And so then Khloe Kardashian, obviously super famous, super big butt, just like all the rest of them. And so they were like dating, but then right before she had the baby, he was caught cheating, literally when she went into labor.
That's horrible.
And then they like decided to make things work, and like he said like he would like be the best at ever, whatever, obviously. Such a lie, like she just needs like a good dude. I mean, whatever. So then Kylie's best friend, this is literally happened like 2 weeks ago, I think. Kylie's best friend, so Kylie is Khloe's stepsister. Her best friend, Jordan Woods, who's also like came up through Kylie, like she's on Fashion Nova or whatever, like has her own brand, started her own line for like body positivity and like all this stuff. Well, Kylie, she lives, Jordan lives in Kylie's house, drives Kylie's car, eats Kylie's food, works for Kylie, and went to this party and like was seen like making out with Tristan, which is Kylie's stepsister's boyfriend. Or yeah, boyfriend. Mm-hmm. They're not like engaged or anything. And so then the whole family, like, you know, got their like big pack together like they always do. Obviously Jordan out of it, and Tristan and Jordan packed up all their things and moved back to Cleveland. And so
together?
Yeah, together. And that's what the news is telling us at the moment. Or I guess Twitter's telling me at the moment, because I don't really watch the news. I mean, like, I watch the Today Show every now and then, but I don't think the Today Show would cover that.
I mean, likely not.
They might. I mean, they covered The Bachelor, which, you're not a Bachelor fan, right?
I am not.
Yeah, like, really not a Bachelor fan.
I am not.
I'm a huge Bachelor fan, and I know that it's, like, it's not good stuff. It's not quality entertainment. But
it's not.
It's so
super
addicting.
Fake. And I know. And we're going to go back to the whole, if that were happening in real life, you would know about it.
Oh, no.
I can't get past that.
Yeah, I know. But, like, it's just a fun thing to, like, sit and watch with your mom, you know?
Yeah, if you want to put poison in your brain, yes.
Okay, Annika. Yeah, so, like, I know, like, it's bad and stuff.
I know.
But, okay, so last night's episode, I was really tired, and I didn't get home until, like, 9 o'clock, and then I took a shower, but I had it all recording, of course. Like, all my friends, it's so bad. Like, she's looking at me right now, like,
I love you the same. I just don't enjoy the show.
Yeah, I know. And I shouldn't watch it. But I have to finish the season now that I'm, like, really invested in it. Bad images.
Yeah.
It's like pornography, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
also, we're just going to talk about the fact, you probably saw this on my Instagram, but the way they were advertising this season was absolutely...
Oh, because he was a virgin?
Yeah. Absolutely...
Oh, yeah. I have something to say about that.
Unacceptable. Oh, yeah. They were, like, all hype about the fact that, like, you're going to see every sin on the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful. What for?
Yeah.
Dirt.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Go on.
So...
But I love you anyway, so...
I watched the first 50 minutes of the episode last night, and I got through Kaylin and Hannah G's, like, meeting their parents. No. And I got started with Tayshia. But Hannah G, her mom was like... No, was it her mom? Her mom or... Yeah. Hannah G's mom or, like, aunt or someone was like, how do you feel about him being a virgin? Like, this should put such, like, restraint on your relationship. And I was like, why? Why would that matter? And she's like, are you sure you want to marry a virgin?
Wow.
And, like, that's, it was so such some big deal. Like...
I feel like most moms would be so excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would rather marry a virgin.
Right. I would... Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not like you're going to Disney World. Like, experience of a lifetime. Like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
Whatever. But anyway, I had to go to bed last night. I was like, you know, girl boss gotta stay on the grind. Mm-hmm. And I had to get up early today. And it took some willpower, but I went to sleep. Peacefully.
Good.
I slept the best I'd slept in my new house so far.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. It was a solid time. I think the first two nights I was just like, I don't want to live here. I'm so mad. But then last night, I got like a few things decorated and it actually looks halfway decent. And then I was like, everything's so peaceful. And well, I fell asleep in my parents' bed first with the dog, which my parents' bed, the master bedroom is downstairs.
Okay.
So I was like, I didn't have to walk up the stairs or anything to fall asleep. So.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. But then I did have to fall asleep, walk up the stairs before I went to sleep, like real sleep, like bed, you know? So.
Official sleep. Change is hard. Big change.
Like bed changing.
Yes, or house changing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Both. Yeah.
House changing, well, I've lived in 3 houses in 3 months, so.
You're all about
it. It's fun. And, I mean, this was, like, the first move that, like, I remember, so.
God may or may not be teaching you flexibility, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I have not liked it so far, so.
Still learning and growing in
well,
that
like,
one.
Well, like, at every change, I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be miserable, and then I adjust, and then we change again.
Yeah.
And now I feel like we're finally going to settle down. But then there's been talk about changing cars. And there's so much travel this year that, like, it's changing anyhow. Like, I literally moved, unpacked a suitcase for a trip, packed it up again for another trip, came home, didn't unpack my suitcase because I was moving to a new house. Now I'm unpacking and then packing again. Like, it's just pack and unpack. It's just this terrible cycle.
You live out of a suitcase.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. And I was talking to my mom, I was like, wonder if I could do that, like, minimalist challenge, you know? And, like, put all the clothes that you wear.
Girl, I saw all your clothes.
And I have so many clothes. It's ridiculous. And I lost some. Like, one of my favorite sweaters from Nordstrom. Like, it was a pretty good investment for that sweater. It was, like, $110, okay?
Okay.
And, like, I was excited because it was a really cute one and I really liked it. I have no idea where it is.
Maybe it'll show up.
It better.
Maybe your brother stole it.
Yeah, my brother stole my sweater. Not thinking
so. Just kidding.
So.
Your mom might have, though.
No.
Okay.
Well, no, she's not like that.
What'd you learn?
I learned that I probably don't need the sweater. And I also learned I want it back. But, I mean, I guess we'll all be okay.
Yeah,
certainly. It'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
New sweater's on the horizon, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost spring, so...
Yeah, but that's all I wear, sweaters, all the time. Or like, jean jackets, and normally I wear a sweater under my jean jacket, though, so sweaters, you know?
Thank you.
And long sleeve shirts. Thanks, this is not my friends. And this is, it's not mine, it's my friends. It's not my friends. That would make sense, but. Okay, so I'm gonna do, like, I'm not always gonna do this, but I'm gonna do a shout out of the week. You don't know who this is, but a few of my listeners will know who this is. So, Adri, you're friends with my best friend, Lindsay, and I've just heard that you watch my YouTube videos. I don't know if you read my blog, and I don't know if you listen to the podcast, but Lindsay, I know you're listening to this because she's getting into podcasts, and I really like that. But anyway, I taught her well. And so just tell Adri that I said hey, and I shouted her out on the pod. And yeah, so hey, Adri.
Adri, I like that name.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've, like, never heard it before, and it's like, hey, yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Same. I like it a lot. What's that from?
Maybe a song?
I like it a lot.
No, it's a movie or something.
Yeah. I think it may be my mom. My mom.
From your mom.
Yeah. Credits of my mom. Okay, so today's podcast is the, you know, we're already, like, what, 20 minutes in, something like that. But the basis of it is going to be rest for the girl boss, you know?
Rest.
Everybody, we'd already talked about sleeping, but everybody has to have their rest. And this is something I'm really not good at, you know? Because I have my days where I'm like up at 5:30 or like 6 or so when I'm working, like I wake up, get the podcast up early on Thursdays, you know? Then I work all day long and then I stay up super late at night because like Grey's Anatomy's on at night and stuff. And I'm not a huge, super, super huge Grey's Anatomy fan, but like when it's on and there's something like everybody's looking forward to, then you watch it. Mm. So normally like I pretend that I'm watching it and like tweet about the good parts, then delete them in the next morning because I'm like, nobody cares about this. But anyway, that's Thursdays. And then, so I'm up until like midnight and that's a long day. That's like 5 hours of sleep.
That's a lot.
No, wait, I don't know. Not enough hours of sleep. But okay, so rest. But not always like taking a nap. Just like other farms? Other farms of rest and self-care. So what do you have to say?
First of all, we'll just get this out of the way. I'm a napper. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So that obviously is a tangible way and probably the rest that we all like think of first. But I think rest, which is kind of what you were saying, but there's different kinds, right? So like spiritual, mental, right? Emotional, is that?
Yeah.
Is that them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have different forms, so.
Yeah. And I feel like self-care has like a lot of different forms too. Like when you think of self-care, I think people think of like a face mask and a bath or something like that. And like some juice if you're not of age, but other people drink other drinks and stuff that I'm not allowed to drink.
Smoothies are good.
Smoothies are good, except sometimes I make smoothies and they're warm. That's so nasty.
I don't think that's a thing.
No, it's happened to me before. Or like they're chunky and I'm like, oh, I can't eat it.
No.
Or they taste like peanut butter. And like peanut butter in a smoothie, I have to have like strictly like strawberry banana unless it's from this place in Georgia that's really good. They have like a good kale slam smoothie or Smoothie King, which we're getting a Smoothie King where we live. Well, where you live. No, not where you live. Where this place is.
Where we are.
Where the office is. But you don't live
here. I didn't
here,
know that.
And I don't live
here. Coming soon?
Yeah, and we're getting a Denny's. How terrible
That's
is that?
That's really interesting.
And an awful combination. Smoothie King and Denny's. Okay. Like, go clog yourself up and then detox. At least it's not a Taco Bell. I hate Taco Bell. I'm like, okay, but Taco John's, it's only, like, available in, like, Wisconsin, maybe Michigan and Minnesota.
I've never heard of it.
It's, like, heavenly.
It's good. Is it the same concept?
Basically, except way worse for you, and they have hash browns instead of, like, fries or anything. Oh, my goodness.
I love tacos of all kinds.
You love Taco Bell. I hate Taco Bell.
Yeah, I love tacos. I love...
You were, like, texting me last week, and you're, like, going to Taco Bell.
Yep. I did it, and I don't regret it. It was so good.
And you're doing Whole 30 right now, too, so...
Thank you. Yeah, I am.
No, it's a good thing. Like, I could never do that. I would lose it myself in the process of doing Whole 30. You look great, by the way. I was going to tell you that, but I didn't mean to be, like...
You're sweet. Thanks.
You know, like, just randomly. I'm like, you look so good!
Oh,
you know, like...
I don't mind. You can say it anytime.
You look fabulous, Danica.
Oh, stop. Thank you.
And you've been going to, Shift and Lift?
Yeah.
New thing. That's a form of self-care.
Yeah, it is. And it's turned into that. It wasn't before, but...
Like, I want to kill myself right now. Sometimes that's how I feel. Anything other than spin... Especially running, I'm like, oh, I want to die this second.
Running is not my thing. Spin is still very new to me, but in general, when I get to go to the gym after work, it totally lets me clear my brain, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's a form. It's
mentally a form of self-care. Yeah, it's like a hidden form of self-care because like my mom used to do this. So she has her like you know CrossFit certification, and she used to like be in the worst moods, like be yelling at us. Yeah. This is when we were like kids, you know. Sorry to call you out, mom, but this is a very true story.
And
like
you
would go to the gym, and my dad would be like, just let her go, just like let her have her time, and then you come back and be like, hey guys, let's have a party, and like everybody's still in a bad mood because we're mad that you yelled at us, but now you're in a good mood. Yeah, both my parents are like that. Where they're like, well, not really my mom, but my dad, of course. Especially is like he'll yell at you and then like 30 minutes later he'll be like, hey, what's going on, what you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm still mad at you for yelling at me, but you know,
forget.
Yeah, but he seems to forget, you know. It really irritates me. He does it all the time.
That's funny.
My dad probably doesn't listen to this. I mean, I asked him to, but he's a busy guy, you know.
Yeah,
he's a busy
guy. Moving on,
you know, David. He's moving on. I hope he doesn't forget about me when he moves on.
He won't. He's your father. He loves you. He told me.
He did tell you?
No.
You've never spoken to him before. I was like,
But I'm sure he would.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great dude. Yeah. He's my dad. I like him.
Yeah.
Most of the time. I'm just kidding. I like him all the time. I know. I love him all the time. I like him most of the time. There we go.
That's how most relationships work.
Except boys are a big no-no zone. I mean, okay. Yeah, we'll have to have a whole other episode on this.
Won't we?
Yeah, boys. But, okay, back to self-care, you know, what we were talking about before we got to talking about my dad.
And tacos. I believe in tacos.
Are you going to go to Taco Bell now?
Maybe.
Maybe. Nobody's judging you.
I'll refrain.
No, you won't.
I'll just eat your chips and queso.
Really?
No.
You're gonna eat my chips and queso? Oh, I want you to. I got 2 bags of chips and queso. That's a form of self-care. Okay. So rest.
Yeah.
But I think rest is really good in other forms. Like, cleaning can be a form of rest because, like, you feel like, not rest really, but, like, just, like, a detox. You know what I'm saying? But also, I used to hold myself, I still do hold myself to the standard, but I'm working on it, you know? Of, like... You don't get tired, you don't have feelings, and you, like, can't slow down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always gotta be on the grind. And, like, I'm getting better, but it's still, like, always grinding. And I have a super, like, strict set schedule of, like, videos uploaded this day and this day, podcast record this day, edited this day, and uploaded this day, edit this day, and then, like, blog this day. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Super strict about it and everything. So...
Well, first of all, the world, tells you have to be busy and you have to fill your schedule every single second, and there's just a lot to do and a lot to accomplish, which is a really cool thing, right? And I'm a scheduler, so, like, I'm a planner, so I plan things, but especially when I was in college, I mean, you know, like you plan, I mean, you just explain your whole schedule for the week,
yeah,
you know?
Of course.
But even when I was in college, I would legit plan my rest. Yes, most of the time that was in the form of a nap, but if you don't
like,
plan it, it's
block
not,
it out in your yeah, planner.
Yeah, because if you don't plan for, I feel like for a girl boss or someone working for productivity and all that, if you don't plan to rest, you are not going to.
You're not going to succeed either.
Right, exactly. If yeah. you don't plan to rest, you're basically not planning to fail, you know,
yeah.
or even whatever. So, yeah, I feel like you have to plan it, or it's not just going to happen, right?
There's yeah, so like you're not to just going to be like, okay, I'm going to slow my schedule down gradually. You have to come to like a yeah. screeching halt and just be like,
yeah.
and then like take your nap.
You have to make it happen too, because your things are still going to need to get done, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not a napper. Like, maybe on a rainy Sunday afternoon, like yeah. in the fall time when there's like football and stuff, but never a napper. Not really. I mean, no. Sometimes I like want to be a napper so much that like I'll take like melatonin just to take a nap. When I'm not even like that tired, I just like want to take a nap. And like, that's so dumb because you're literally wasting your time and your life because you want to take a nap.
You don't have to be a napper.
I know. I mean, my whole family's a napper though. Like one big napper. No, that doesn't make sense. My family, everybody in my family are nappers. Nap. They all nap. So anyway, sometimes you try to fit in, but I don't fit into that category. So yeah, like I like to take baths and I like to just like waste my time scrolling through like YouTube. I feel like if you like need a break from like your reality, you can take a vacation and watch somebody's YouTube video. Sometimes I'll like, it's like an outer body experience. Like you find yourself in a whole nother world when you watch a YouTube video. I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
I did that last night. I was like literally with this girl in Australia.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And sometimes when you're really tired, you think it's a dream.
Oh, double whammy. You're really there.
I know. You're like, you're with them.
You're literally there.
Yeah. But then other times it turns into, Dad, can I book a trip to Australia? And most of the time he says, do you have money for this trip? And most of the times I say, do you have money for this trip? And he says no.
And then Lily does not go to.
There's a lot more traveling happening this year though. Like,
that's exciting.
Yeah, potentially Greece. A few Florida trips. You know, we have to get in there.
Listen, I'll take
the sunshine
it.
City.
Whatever.
Danica and I are going to California.
Oh, Danica doesn't know about this.
We talked about it.
We did, I guess.
While I was on a trip.
Yeah.
You know, that's how things go. That's how I planned my last trip. You know, like I was in Texas and then I was like, let's go to Florida. Yeah, I like to be on the go. Go.
I think that's, well, vacation's always fun. But just when you were talking about the YouTube thing, because you were talking about, weren't you talking about last week or how productivity looks different for different people?
Oh yeah, of course.
I mean, rest looks obviously different for different people too, and you might do that on YouTube and totally be able to get lost in that in a good way and like reset your mind in your brain. But some people, or sometimes I do that with exercise, or sometimes people can do that reading a book, you know, like there's just a million different, or some people, I love when people can just sit there, literally just sit there and like
do nothing,
watch nothing, listen to nothing, and just like chill for maybe
yeah.
10 minutes, maybe
yeah.
an hour. But that's
and like
how
they're
they
not
recharge.
Like even meditating, but they're just like sitting there.
Yeah,
like meditating is hard. I did it for like 5 minutes last week and I was like, this is like killing me second by second. I know, you have to concentrate on nothing,
which is like impossible.
And like nothing is such a concept when you think about it. Like the concept of nothing is a concept of something very scary. But like I used to just think of like just dots.
Dots?
Yeah, but then you start thinking about like cows or something, like, you know, how they have dots or like polka dots, and then you think of like kids, and then you're like, oh, I want to have kids someday. What am I going to name my kids? And then it can just take you wild places. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even meditating anymore.
I know. You're like, you're already back on the grind.
Well, exactly. Which is why it's so important to rest, because otherwise you're going to burn out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to like fall off the bridge.
Yeah.
The grind bridge.
Literally crash and burn.
Crash and burn. Maybe.
All the things.
In the water if you're falling off a bridge.
Crashing.
But don't actually fall off a bridge. That
Please
would hurt.
Please don't. please don't. No.
That would really hurt.
These are just analogies.
Yeah.
Lily likes them.
Oh, I love analogies. Oh my goodness. I love them. I was talking about bridges last week, or roads. I was like, if you're gonna drive from Maine to California, you're gonna have to have some rest. I even talked about that. Yeah. You're gonna have to stop at a hotel.
That's true.
Let's bring it back up. Yeah, so like if you're gonna drive, if you're going to, you know, make those goals and take those steps, there's gonna be like a road. And there's gonna be transition periods, but you're also gonna have to have your rest. You're gonna have to take an 8-hour stop at the Holiday Inn, or if you're a little bit bougie, or stop at the Marriott, or if you're a little bit not bougie, stop at the local motel.
Yes.
And then grab yourself a McDonald's coffee, or Starbucks if you're one of those Marriott stayers, and get back on the road. Unless you don't drink coffee, and then we're not friends.
Water's fine.
Water's fine, but we're still not friends. I mean, I like water and water's good for you, but there's water in coffee.
True.
I love coffee.
But I love that even in that, like you were talking, like sometimes your stops or your rests are all night at a hotel, but some of them you just need, okay, a bathroom break, but...
A bathroom break.
But that one's, you know what I mean? Like you also get coffee. Like that one's for food, or that one's... For
Oh yeah.
The different kinds.
Cause like you can like treat yourself to coffee.
Yeah.
Is that what you're meaning by that?
Yeah.
Like actually.
Right, and that stops obviously not as long as your overnight stay.
Your overnight stay, yeah, and then you can treat yourself with Taco Bell,
or if you really wanted to,
Fazoli's or Taco John's
or Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
There it is.
I had Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
I think that's illegal.
I broke in. I'm just kidding. I'm not. I didn't break it. I got 12 Chick-fil-A sandwiches on Saturday.
Yes. Why?
Because my dad told me to. Because people were like helping us move and stuff, and I ran to Target.
Genius.
To get.
I'll help you move for Chick-fil-A.
Like people were like, "Why do you have so many sandwiches?" I was like, "People are helping us move, and they're like, on my way over."
Yeah.
And like, have fun with your hour drive. Exactly. You're not gonna be here by the time. But anyway. So we don't have a microwave, which is really weird. But I also don't put chicken in the microwave because then it tastes bad.
Hmm.
You don't know this?
I eat warm Chick-fil-A, I eat hot Chick-fil-A, I eat cold Chick-fil-A, I eat Chick-fil-A, so...
Oh, well, I was warming mine up on Sunday because we had, like, 3 leftover sandwiches. Yeah, I had to put it in the oven.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're bougie.
Yeah, in my oven. In Hillbilly Town. It was trial and error.
Was it good?
Period. It was okay, you know.
Yeah.
Better on Saturday than it was on Sunday, but... It's okay.
You'll have
Hazel had half my sandwich, my dog.
I bet she didn't mind.
Oh, no, she also likes to eat my dad's peanut butter and jellies and all that goodness.
She's just taking care of herself and treating herself.
Yes, she is. She gets treated all the time. Except yesterday when Alex got himself locked out of our new humble abode, he had her in the freezing cold for long, long time. Like an hour and a half. They didn't freeze to death. He found a key to his truck. He has like one of those hitch safes, you know? Cause he's a hillbilly, so he drives a truck and he has a hitch. And
I like it.
He hates when I call him a hillbilly, but I know he's not listening, so.
So we're safe.
Yeah, everything's fine. Nobody tell him. I know one of the girls that goes to his new school listens, so. Hey, don't tell him I called him a hillbilly.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, he'd be so
Between
mad.
Us.
Yeah,
girl
secret.
Don't tell him.
What happens to girl boss stays a girl boss. I'm just kidding. Share with your friends.
Right.
Like us, rate us, or me, I guess, on Apple Podcasts. I mean, Danica's here too.
Here I am.
Here you are. How do we get talking about this? Anyway, he found a key in his hitch safe. And
to the house?
To his truck.
Oh.
He had an extra key in there.
Oh.
So he like, you know, you like type in a number or whatever and it opens up. He got his key to a truck and he put his dog in there and he went in his bathrobe to the gas station.
Yeah.
He wore his bathrobe outside, which I think is hysterical. His bathrobe and his muck hunting boots.
Wow.
Do you know what a muck hunting boot is?
Nope.
Because you're bougie, you're not.
Oh, please.
Hillbilly. I would rather not know what a muck hunting boot is. But, you know, my family are hillbillies.
That's
not my mom. Love you, Mom. These are what they are. $75 for these boys. Why? No idea.
Okay. With a bathrobe.
With a bathrobe. Yep.
Fashion statement. Go ahead.
He was rocking them. He looked great. I think he might even had his plaid pajama shorts on. No, he did.
Do we know why he went outside in this attire?
To take the dog out.
Aw, yeah,
he was being a good boy.
Aw.
Yeah, he backfired on him quickly, but he's fine. He at least had a stocking cap on.
Okay.
He really looked great. I showed up at the house, he was mad. And, I mean, he was very thankful that I'd come to let him in, but he was like, thank you for coming to let me in. And then he was like, come on, Hazel! And, like, throws the leash in the house and was like, I'm going to take a shower! And then he was late for school.
He had to thaw.
He had to thaw out in the shower. It was like icicles. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, rest looks different for everyone. And it's a good thing to rest, and it's a good thing to take care of yourself and to listen to your body. Maybe your self-care is, I'm gonna take today off going to the gym because my tushy is really sore. Or maybe my tushy is not really sore because I haven't been to the gym in like 6 weeks. I went to the gym last week, but my tushy, nothing's sore. So I need to go to the gym. I didn't go yesterday because I had dinner with my friend because it was her birthday. Happy birthday, Jaden. It was a good time. We spilled all the tea there.
I mean, all of it.
All the tea. Since I'm not going to school anymore, I got like the school tea.
Yes.
Which I don't, but it's good because I get like the good stuff, but I don't even have to deal with the bad stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
Perk 6,427 of online school. Among many other things.
Approximately 6,000, but yes.
Yeah. No, 6,000. Whatever, how many numbers I said. There's a lot of perks. I mean, there are some downfalls, like you don't get to see your friends, but I have very few friends that I wouldn't see outside of school, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see my good friends outside of school anyway. So you get to see who the real ones are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. It's a good time.
I would say the majority of girls feel like they don't have a lot of friends, but I'll just like say it.
They know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, for sure.
They know a lot of people. But, like, I feel like, especially in high school, there's not a ton of people who you consider, like, friends. Like, you would be like, oh, that's my friend. Like, when you were 7 and, like, in Mrs. Smith's second grade class. And you were like, oh, you see her at Target. And you're like, that's my friend. And you, like, talk about it. And, like, I saw you at Target.
All the friends.
Charlie bit my finger. Remember when that was popular? That was when I was in second grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, It was a good time. Also, I have a friend who's probably not listening. Apparently we're not friends anymore. She told me that like she regretted our friendship, and I was like, slow down, we were friends for 12 years? Yeah, but like we just like lost things in common and things like that, but it's great. She kind of hurt feelings.
Thing she said, hurting people hurt people, so.
Oh yeah, I would agree.
I'm sorry,
I would definitely agree. No, it's fine. I told my mom was like, I'm gonna beat her up. I'm just kidding, she didn't say that.
I love moms.
Yeah. I like my mom. I like your mom too. You have the same hair. Not the same hair, but you have her curly hair.
I'd love to have her hair. I like my mom too.
Yeah,
I like your mom too.
You do?
Moms are awesome.
Moms are cool. Some moms. I know a few moms who are like, you need to go to mom school. Take notes from Wanda. But they're all thriving. They're all aspiring girl bosses. So we'll give them the credits for that.
Absolutely.
They're trying to be moms.
Right. Just you know? Looks different.
Yeah, looks different for everyone. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Girl Boss Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this and our super duper super fun special guest, Danica. And like this podcast, rate us 5 stars. If you thought we were worth 5 stars, leave us a comment. Follow us on Instagram, Danica Hoyston, correct?
I think so.
And Lily Wallace with 3 L's in my last name. And, you know, YouTube, Lily Wallace, blog, Lily Wallace. That's my name. It's my brand. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.